You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Start small initially. Don't be afraid to go ugly early, as I call it. You don't have to always get into the sexy business. Understand that failure is going to happen to you, and you really got to have determination and learn how to rebound from that situation. And entrepreneurial opportunities right now are absolutely tremendous all across the U.S. and the world.
The first thing is have a bottle of your favorite booze on your desk at all times, because there will be time period when you will need to reach there and grab it, because you will be frustrated.
Take the risk, give up the 9-to-5 job, and, you know, get after it, you know, execute the idea and put it in motion.
This is Michelle Salater with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all, right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Roger Royce, the founder of Royce Law Firm PC, a business and tax law firm based in the Silicon Valley. Roger represents startup companies in a variety of industries and is the author of the recently published Dead on Arrival, How to Avoid the Legal Mistakes That Could Kill Your Business. Mr. Royce, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, it's great to be here today.
So first of all, why did you write this book?
Well, I'm a business lawyer and have been for almost 30 years, and I noticed over the years that no matter which market I was in, people tended to make the same mistakes again and again. And here in Silicon Valley, with a startup company, the odds are stacked against the entrepreneur from the start, so they have long odds going into it. And it seemed that every once in a while you would see a company that had a great business idea and had a great team and a great platform and did everything right as a business matter, but would run into legal mistakes at the beginning of their existence that would create problems for them down the road. And I saw this happen again and again, and I started to see some themes emerge. And I thought the book was really needed. There's nothing else like it out there to advise the startup entrepreneur on the most common mistakes, the things that they should avoid, and how to really set the stage for success for their company.
And why did you come to the point of calling it Dead on Arrival?
In my mind, there are three kinds of mistakes that companies make when they start out, if they make legal mistakes. Some are just little things that we can clean up. I call them cleanup items. They're not that big a deal. A little bit of deferred legal maintenance. The second kind, they're a little more serious, but they can be fixed. They're just going to result possibly in some expense down the road. Maybe the company will get a lower valuation on financing or sale of the company, but they're things that can be fixed. There are some mistakes, however, that can't be fixed, and there are some legal mistakes that result in a company being dead on arrival when you go to see the investors because the company is not financeable because of these legal errors. That's why I use that phrase, because I'm really aiming this book at avoiding those mistakes that will cause a company to be DOA, as well as advising on all the other legal mistakes that might result in valuation issues.
Well, I'm sure after our interview has gotten started and folks have tuned in, there is certainly no doubt that we have their attention. So let's get into this. What is the most common legal mistake startup companies make?
Well, like I say, I practice in six, I'm licensed in six different states, and I practice nationally and internationally, and whatever the market, whatever the country, it seems, you know, different companies, different people, same problems. And the one most common problem is people wait too long, and they don't document things. And it's the most common and the most serious, because not having anything in writing creates ambiguity. It creates room for dissension. And when the parties finally do get around to put their deal in writing, they may find out that they have differences of opinion. Now, if you find out about those differences of opinion, you know, right from the start, you don't start. You go a different way, or you resolve them when the stakes are not so high. You find out about those differences of opinion that are undocumented when you're a year into a company, that's a real problem. That's the kind of thing that could make a company unfinanceable, and it's the kind of thing that is just so easily avoided by just incurring a little bit of legal maintenance right up front. So I would have to say that is the number one most common mistake, the easiest one to avoid, and possibly the most serious one.
Today we are joined by Roger Royce, the founder of Royce Law Firm PC, a business and tax law firm based in the Silicon Valley. Roger represents startup companies in a variety of industries and is the author of the recently published Dead on Arrival, How to Avoid the Legal Mistakes That Could Kill Your Startup, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What can companies do to avoid making these legal mistakes?
Well, the first thing, of course, is to be well advised and to be informed. And to be informed is to be armed when it comes to these sorts of things. And this is the kind of thing where you can rely on an experienced startup company lawyer, or you can educate yourself and just be advised and informed and educated as to the types of questions that you should be asking, the types of issues to watch for. Lawyers, when you finally do find one, there's a couple things you need to keep in mind. I mean, first of all, not every lawyer is a startup lawyer. And you really, if you have a startup company, you need somebody who is well-versed in the sophisticated issues that startup companies confront. Secondly, the legal advice that an entrepreneur gets from his lawyer is only as good as the facts that he gives to the lawyer. So the more the entrepreneur knows about the pressure points and the tensions that are involved in startup company legal matters, the better able he's going to be able to communicate with his attorney. So what can an entrepreneur do? Just have a really good understanding of what the landscape looks like so you can be prepared to deal with these issues before they arise.
Does technology help or hurt a business?
Well, technology certainly helps a business generally. When it comes to law, though, there are some things that I don't think a computer is ever going to be able to do. And technology can certainly speed communications between attorney and client. It can allow things to be much more efficient. Right now, you can go online. You can even go onto our resource sites, the Royce Law Legal Wizard, and download forms and do a lot of this work yourself. However, there comes a point when you have to rely on sound legal judgment that comes from experience, and a computer just can't give you that, at least not yet. So technology is good as long as people don't get lulled into a false sense of security that the website that they're looking at is going to give them everything they need in order to accomplish a certain legal solution, like forming a company, capitalizing, doing a financing, putting in place an agreement. So it helps, and it can hurt.
Mr. Royce, tell our listeners where they can get more information about your book, Dead on Arrival, online.
Sure. You can purchase copies of the book at our website, which is www.deadonarrivalbook.com. I also invite you to take a look at much more expansive detailed materials at our resource site, which is royceuniversity.com.
And in conclusion, what advice from a legal standpoint could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
You know, the business people say that if you're going to fail, fail fast. And I think that nobody goes into a business expecting to fail. But we do have to, I guess, prepare and plan for that contingency. So let's make sure that the downside is protected. I think that's something that everybody ought to agree with, is even though we fully expect you to be very successful, we have to be realistic and understand that it might not be your first time out, it might not be your second time out, it might take three times to hit that home run. So let's just be prepared to put yourself in a position where you can actually have that second and third shot at it. And sound legal planning at the outset will protect you from those downside risks. Similarly, let's prepare for the upside as well. Let's make sure that if you are one of those companies that is successful in coming up and with a very solid business model and executing really well, that you're not going to get tripped up down the road because you've made some legal mistake on the formation. So that would be my advice to entrepreneurs everywhere.
Sound advice. He is Roger Royce, the founder of Royce Law Firm PC, a business and tax law firm based in the Silicon Valley. Roger represents startup companies in a variety of industries and is the author of the recently published Dead on Arrival, How to Avoid the Legal Mistakes That Could Kill Your Startup. And the website of reference, once again, is deadonarrivalbook.com. Mr. Royce, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.